Now to check in once again with Lee DeNoon and get the latest local news. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everyone. An organization on the Near East Side of Indianapolis has plans to turn an old chemical plant into a new source of energy for the neighborhood. Reporter Andrea Maraskin has this story.
I want to offer a big welcome to individuals from NOBO. If you would please stand.
If you've never heard of NOBO, you're not alone. It's residents' new name for the area north of Brookside Park. NOBO made its debut at the Near East Side Neighborhood Summit last night, held at Clifford Corners Apartments. The NOBO Neighborhood Association has a vision: turn the site of an abandoned chemical plant at 21st and Olney Streets into a solar farm.
And then connect the solar farm to nearby abandoned and distressed properties, as well as properties where there are people living, and make them net zero energy homes.
That's Lori Klinger, a property owner in the neighborhood. By net zero, she means that homes would run entirely on energy produced by the solar farm and other renewables right in NOBO.
And this has been done successfully in first net zero library in Indiana, in Krizen, Indiana, and it was designed by architect Bill Brown.
Klinger says Brown, who's now the head of sustainability at IU, supports the project and has connected NOBO with a local architect. Where will the funding come from? When will the site's remediation be complete? Lori doesn't know yet. But at last night's meeting, 75 Near East Side residents voted unanimously to form a task force. Andrea Maraskin, WFYI News.
The who's who of the Indianapolis business world gathered for a summit discussing our local economic situation. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports on the 2013 Hobnob.
Indianapolis is headed in the right direction. That was the general feel during the Hobnob Economic Growth Summit Thursday at the Indiana Historical Society. The meeting of minds offered attendees a chance to hear from top economists on where Indy stands today and what steps we can take for future growth. The summit was also the first chance for many to hear from newly appointed Indy Chamber President and CEO Michael Huber.
I think people are walking away with a lot of ideas on new initiatives. We hope new collaborations. And it's great timing for me because I start on Monday and now I'll be on mental overload. I got to go home and sort all this out.
Huber says Indy is in a unique position because so many sectors work together to succeed. Keynote speaker author William Fulton, director of planning for San Diego, focused on growing business based on quality of life with the future generations in mind. The annual event is usually political, but since this is an off-election year, the economy was highlighted. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
The state is suing an Indianapolis tree trimmer that the Attorney General's office alleges took $7,500 from a man and then performed shoddy work. The lawsuit was filed Tuesday against Spalding's tree experts. The suit was the first to be filed under a new Senior Consumer Protection Act. A 47-year-old Kokomo man found kneeling with a small suitcase at Grissom Air Reserve Base last night caused concern. He rambled, told police they were in a code red zone and would not respond to police commands for several hours. After about 6 hours, he was finally arrested and taken to a hospital for evaluation. Nothing dangerous was in the suitcase. Finding popular destinations in Fort Wayne should get easier by the end of the year. That the state's second largest city plans to add 54 signs that point the way to those sites. City spokesman John Perlich says that the signs measuring 4x8 will be posted along major arteries and direct the way to various venues. WFYI weather, sunny today with a high of 87. Right now, some sunshine and 61 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Lee DeNoon.
All right, Lee, thanks so much. And in sports last night...